Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. F-R-I-D-A-Y. Yes, you know the day. It's finally here. It is Friday, and this is the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It is the 19th of February, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming at you in around 5 minutes. Do you have a lot of friends now and you wish you could all just gather them in one place on a conference call? Well, you can do that now with Skype on your iOS and Android devices. That's right, Skype has finally launched the 25-person group video calling on both platforms. Now, Microsoft did announce that this thing would be coming back in January. In fact, they said then it would be coming in a few weeks. Seems like it took a little bit longer than that, though, didn't it? But hey, who cares? It's finally here. Now, yes, as I was saying, 25 participants can get in on one single Skype call now with up to 1080p video. That is, if your bandwidth can handle it. And just as you would guess with your PC or Mac versions, the person that's doing the talking will be brought to the center while everybody else gets pushed to the side. Yeah, very similar to Google Hangouts, too, yeah. So if you want to get in on a little group Skype, wink, wink, all you gotta do is update your Android or iOS apps right now. Speaking of iOS, yeah, pretty much the big news that continues rolling into today is about Tim Cook and the FBI. But Timmy boy is not alone today. Seems like Facebook and Twitter are also taking Apple's side when it comes to dealing with the FBI. Also, Google said that, yeah, you got our support too there, Timmy. Amazingly, though, the best response actually came from Facebook. Yeah, the people that don't really give us much privacy. Their statement went, "We condemn terrorism and have a total solidarity with the victims of terror. Those who seek to praise, promote, or plan terrorist attacks have no place on our service. However, we continue to fight aggressively against requirements for companies to weaken the security of their systems. These demands could obstruct companies' efforts to secure their products." So yesterday was Tim Cook versus the government? Not anymore. It's Silicon Valley versus the government now. And yes, of course, while we're still talking about the whole encryption thing and backdoors for iPhones and all these sort of things, apparently John McAfee, yeah, you know that guy, he says no problem. He can get into the iPhone FBI and he'd even do it for free for you. Oh, and by the way, just in case you don't know who John McAfee is, that's the guy that's actually being investigated for, possible murder. Oh, and he's also doing a lot of faking of heart attacks, too. But now, apparently, his mission is to save America. He said he let him and his team of hackers break into the iPhone without any help from Apple, saying he has the best hackers in the world. In fact, he went on to say that if he can't get into the iPhone, he'd eat a shoe right live on TV or the internet or wherever he said it was. Really, Mr. McAfee, I'm looking forward to you swallowing your whole damn shoe. Oh, if we didn't have enough video streaming and music streaming services, let's add another layer on top of the cake. Vevo now is planning to launch a music video subscription service. Eric Huggers, which by the way is the CEO of Vevo, spoke yesterday at the Code Media Conference saying that Vevo was looking to add a subscription service to complement its ad-supported business. Going on to say, it's something we've been highly interested in for some time. Going on to say, though, if the company can be successful at it or not, that remains to be the question. Vevo, of course, is doing this on the heels of YouTube Red. Yes, that service that you pay for to watch YouTube ad-free, which doesn't seem to have taken off so much. And, of course, with that service, not only do you get your YouTube stars free, you also get those music videos ad-free, too. Gosh, the way it is with these streaming music video services and stuff, it's starting to feel like the dot-com bubble all over again. And finally, here's something that sounds like it'd be fun to play some pranks on people with, maybe even your kids. How would you like your iPhone to control anything that is powered by a AA battery? Well, this little gizmo will give you the power to turn anything and everything on and off as you please. It's called the Tethercell AA Smart Battery Adapter. And this is just a weekend of fun waiting to happen. Say, I don't know, your spouse is watching something on TV that you don't like. Well, you put this little thing in the remote along with the battery and you can turn it off. Or say the kids are playing with a toy that's utterly annoying. Put this little thing in there and you can turn it off. You can also turn it back on too, but I'm sure you'll probably leave it off. So how does this thing work? Well, what you do is you remove one of the AA batteries that power the device and then you swap it out with a AAA battery seated in one of the tether cells adapters. You chuck that thing back in there with the other batteries and you're good to go. It's as simple as that. And of course, you'll need the app for it for your iPhone, and it'll work even on your old iPhone 4 or iPad 2. So if you got those things laying around, hey, now you got a use for them. All this fun can be yours for $20. Actually, $19.99. So, hey, if you want to freak out your friends or family or just plain piss them off, this is sure to do the trick. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Get on over to the British Tech Network website at BritishTechNetwork.com for all the great BTN shows. You can follow BTN on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And, of course, the British Tech Slack Room. You got to get involved with the BTN community over there. It is so much fun. Check it out, BritishTech.slack.com. As for the news show, well, indeed, that is your Friday edition coming to a close now. And we're going to settle into the weekend and have ourselves a relaxing one. I hope you can do the same, but don't worry, we will be back here on Monday getting you caught up on the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, enjoy your Friday, and thank you very much for listening.